This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
New in the building?
Liar, liar.
Yeah, I just moved in Monday.
Oh. You like it so far?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's been real nice.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Oh. Mama.
The Don and Mike Show.
With Jim Carrey.
The bleaching keeps them pink. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Your definitive, American breed, everybody. Your definitive Jim Carrey breast moment.
Yes.
Is in Me, Myself, and Irene. When he's going through the multiple personality thing.
Is that with Jennifer Aniston?
No.
Lauren Holly or?
Who knows? One of the chicks that he was involved with. Anyway, it's the scene where there's the lady that's nursing the baby, remember? And he's got the real short psycho haircut.
Right.
And he actually, he nurses.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? What a
is
great...
that a Farrelly Brothers movie?
I think so. It's Me, Bridget, Myself, and I.
It's Bridget Jones, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, what's her name? It's Zellweger. That's who it is.
I'm sorry, that's Zellweger.
Zellweger!
Zellweger, okay.
You always are such a stickler for the pronunciation.
It's the Spanish as saying it.
That's why you have the Hawaiian shoe dog.
No, it's very nice for tropicals.
I'm a big fan of Suene Zellweger.
Zellweger!
Silence! Yes, it's time for the game.
Let's play Can You Get to Town?
Very good.
Let's see, let's start on this line with this guy. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello, yeah, what's your name? Any idea?
My name's Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Portland.
Portland, Maine.
Maine.
Portland, Maine, right. 970 WZAN.
Correct.
Who is it that you'd like us to call here?
My father.
Your father. Mm-hmm. Right. Robbie, would you dial it up, please?
That's right. We're going to call Mike's father, see what he's going to buy. He's going to buy this story that all these celebrities were up north.
Now, remember, we've got the list here, and I hope you wrote it down and you've got it. Remember, do this in your own style. Don't rush it, but on the other hand, don't lollygag around.
Yeah, and don't create your own little lies here. And you know, if at any time your dad says, "Well, that's that BS," well, Jesus Christ, you're spinning a yarn.
And we'll give you one or 2 seconds to pull yourself out of it. Are you experienced at lying to your father?
It's been years.
It's been years. You've done it before.
It's good. You can do it.
Now, again, just the most important thing, Rob, I hear Rob getting him on the phone now. Mm-hmm. The most important thing, you must tell him that you had glorious six-way sex with those celebrities. I wonder if you want to play at home. John Yanni has just led me to believe that, yes, the list is on our website right now, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Mm-hmm.
Good.
If you want to play along, Buzz's type list is there.
Ed is ready.
So we got your dad, Big Ed. Mm-hmm. You ready? Mike?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. As soon as your dad gets on the air, we're going to turn our microphones off.
Very good.
So now let's welcome.
Does he know I'm on the radio?
Yes. Well, we'll tell him right now. Here's your dad. Okay. Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Ed, sir. Ed, thanks for coming on the show with us.
Well, you're more than welcome.
Hi, my name is Don. This is my best buddy, Mike.
How do?
Hello, Don and Mike.
And our other friend, Rob, who got your permission to come on the air, he's here. We have your son on the phone, Mike, from the great state of Maine. We're doing a show called True Confessions. He called us with one that blew us away.
It's pretty amazing stuff, and we're going to let him tell you. That's part of the game we play here on True Confessions.
It was kind of a dare, you know, would you tell your dad this stuff? So anyway, without further ado, here now is your son.
You go to it, Mike. We're just going to listen in. It's all up to you.
Go ahead, Mike.
All right. Hey, Dad. Right,
hi, Mike.
They should not be able to hear us.
Just driving up the turnpike.
Oh, yeah? You working tonight?
Yes, I am.
Well, I just wanted to tell you what happened on Easter. You ready?
What happened on Easter?
On Easter. You ready?
I was having a brunch at the Sheraton.
Yeah.
And after that, I went outside to have a cigarette, and I saw Bob Barker there. Standing outside.
Bob Backus, Truth or Consequences?
Oh, wow.
No, Price is Right. I guess he was on that show, too. Yeah. I don't know. But
good potential here.
And
you didn't pull an Adam Sandler on him, did you?
No, I was talking to him, and he invited me into his limousine.
He's nervous.
So we went driving, and he said, let's swing by.
Who went driving?
The hotel and pick up his friend Frank Caliendo.
He's
a comedian.
Oh, no,
he
no.
Even though he's battling some demons, I don't know.
No. Why No. I hate to break in. You sound wonderful. What happened to the spray and neuter conference hosted by William Devane?
Oh,
Mike, you weren't paying attention.
Mike, you're out of there.
You are disqualified.
You're out of there.
You have missed a lie.
Sir, I'm sorry. Your son was going to tell you that he was raped by comedian Frank Caliendo.
But unfortunately, he never got through and he didn't play the game properly.
But the good news is that the scars are healing and Frank has insurance. So it's been nice talking to you.
It's been a pleasure.
Good luck to you.
Bye to both of you. Let's try this with somebody else.
Very good.
For goodness sake. Hello, Don and Mike show. Who's this? Any idea?
Hello, Don and Mike. How's it going? It's Matt.
Hi there. Matt, where are you from, sir?
I am from Toothless, Fairfax, Virginia.
All right. Thank you for listening to us on JFK. JFK FL.
Yeah, baby.
And we're going to be calling who? Your mamo? Your daddy?
Yeah, my mom.
Your mom. What's your mom's name, Matt?
Barbara.
Barbara.
Now.
Hello, Barbara.
I hope you have the lies in order. It's, you know, it's Bob Barker. Then Span Neuter, William Devine. I mean, do you have all this?
I have them what I think to be is mainly in order.
Okay.
You're not a George Mason student, are you?
No, sir.
Right, let me just see if I can just give you a little cheat sheet.
Worse.
Your celebrities go in this order. Bob Barker.
Barbara?
Then it's William Devane.
Hi,
then it's Frank Caliendo and his demons.
I think Robin.
Then it's Stuart Scott at the door, wasted. Then it's Campbell Brown, topless. And then William Devane again, walking out of the shower naked.
Uh-huh.
You get Frank cleaned up. He starts kissing on Campbell Brown. Then, you remember.
Everybody in the middle of the bathroom.
William Devane, right. Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, Campbell Brown, and I have glorious six-way sex. You got to do it.
Good luck, Matt.
Thank you.
Now we got permission?
Barbara.
Okay, so.
Here we go.
When we get your mom on the phone, you just. Oops, hold on. Did I just hang up on the guy? Let me make sure. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Good.
When we get your mom on the phone, we're going to just put our mics into the audition position so that we can talk and you can't hear us.
Okay.
And now let's welcome to the show. What's your mom's name?
Barbara.
Oh, I forgot that. Sorry. Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Don. It's my best buddy, Mike. How do you do?
Good. Nice to talk to you.
You too, ma'am. We have your son, Matthew, on the phone.
Playing a little game called Jerry Confessions. You know, Confessions on the Don and Mike Show.
He called up with a pretty wild confession. And we've already given him a prize, but we said we'd give you an extra prize if you tell your parents.
Yeah,
you
got to tell your folks this one.
This is kind of a spontaneous thing we're doing on our True Confession segment on the show. So without further ado, here's your son, Matthew.
Take it away, Matt.
Hey, Mom, what's up?
Hi, Maddie.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Now, I know I haven't talked to you about my weekend, but listen how crazy this was. Went up to visit the girlfriend and didn't go out so well, but I ended up doing some other crazy stuff. Me and the Pledges went to a brunch at Sheraton, and I was waiting for a cab.
Pledges.
And as I'm waiting for a cab, I run into Bob Barker.
You're kidding.
No, that's serious. Yeah. And, you know, I watched the show all the time when I was a kid, but I don't know. So I was talking to him and telling him what, like, a huge fan I was. And then, you know how polite I am, so he invited me to a spaying and neutering convention, and get this, it was hosted by, what's your favorite show, 24?
Yeah.
William Devane. Insane,
he's
I know.
He's mad for two.
So he lets me get into his limo, and we stopped to pick up, like, one of my favorite comedians. He was on Mad TV for a while, and he does this good Mad impression, and his name's Frank Caliendo, and he was battling some demons, which really got the night started off right.
He's all over the place, but he's kind of on point.
And
I think he's walking a tightrope.
No one answers the door but my favorite Sports Center host, Stuart Scott. His lazy eye and all. He says, what's up?
He's throwing the lazy
and
eye.
And invites me in, so it's just me, two Pledges, Stuart Scott, Bob Barker, William Devane, going great.
Oh,
my God, Matt.
I know. So we walk in there.
I know he's got Devane too early. Let's let him go.
They go in the bathroom. Frank Caliendo's trying to rip out the friggin' toilet. I look to the left. I see Campbell topless.
He is so punching this.
You probably wouldn't know it. That's why I'm not going to give your full name.
He's kind of gone from
so
5 to 6.
Here's where it starts getting crazy, Mom. And I know this is bad, I'm telling you on air, but... Next thing you know, William Devane jumps out of the shower naked.
But let's let him go. He's missed the part about Campbell Brown turning around and saying,
says, Campbell, he referred to her.
Okay.
So Campbell tells me to start cleaning up Frank's you know, vomit everywhere. So I'm cleaning up the vomit, and all this vomit's everywhere.
He's hanging in there.
He got it in there.
I'm just getting turned on by Campbell, so, you know, I start, you know, having glorious, glorious six-way sex.
Oh, no.
With Stuart Scott.
Oh, not paying attention in school.
Let's just see what she
says. Frank Galeando, Bob Barker, and myself.
Oh.
And I'm sorry.
She won't believe him.
But I had to do it. What do you think, Mom? What are you laughing for?
See, she won't believe him.
I'm not gay, though.
Only you.
I know. Only me.
Okay. Does she believe?
You know,
but he doesn't
what
win.
What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do?
Only you, Matt.
So yeah.
You fall into it.
Are you going to disown me?
No.
Okay. That is excellent. Oh, I wonder if... Hey, Mom.
Yeah.
I wonder if they hung up.
Love
you. Love you, too. Talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Did they both hang up? I love
Hello.
It when problems
Hello?
Solve themselves.
Hello. He hung up.
He hung up.
Are you?
He did.
A retarded son hung up, man.
I think we have to give the prize to Mom.
Oh, she wins.
Yeah.
Yes, she wins.
She wins. Mom, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Stay on the line, Barbara.
Don't
hang up. We have something to tell you.
That dial tone was your retarded son who...
He's mentally retarded.
Hung up.
Yeah. He hung up. Let's hear that again. Can we just...
He's mentally retarded.
See, he called the show to play the game.
Yeah, it's a game we're playing, Barbara.
He kind of won the game.
Kind of.
But then he hung up. He hung up and he left you there. Now, Barbara, the story that he told us went something like this. He had brunch at the Sheraton. He was waiting for a taxi. Granted to Bob Barker from The Price is Right. Told him he's a big fan. Invited him to a spray and neuter conference hosted by William Devane from 24. Mike, and what's the next thing he said then?
He said he was so impressed that he invited him to go to the conference. They got into the limo. Bob suggests they stop by the hotel because they needed to pick up comedian Frank Caliendo, even though Frank was apparently battling some demons.
Yeah. And then he said they went up to Frank's room, and the door opened up, and there was a guy from ESPN, Stuart Scott, who was wasted, right?
And there's a commotion in the background. Everybody went into the bathroom, and Frank apparently had made an awful mess.
So then he tells us that he went in there, and Frank Caliendo's trying to pull the toilet out of the wall, and standing over him screaming is this woman from the Today Show, the Weekend Today Show, Campbell Brown. And your son tells us that she's topless.
Yes, and then Campbell turned around and said, there's vomit everywhere. Make yourself useful. Get a sponge. And since he wasn't a celebrity, he started to clean this up.
Now, then he told us. Now, he told us something different than he told you. He said as he was cleaning the vomit up in the bathroom, that this guy, William Devane, walked out of the shower and he was absolutely naked.
Yep. Well, they got Frank cleaned up, and the next thing you know, he starts kissing on Campbell Brown. It was not just kisses, it was actually sexual.
And then your son told us that he had glorious six-way sex with William Devane, Bob Barker, Frank Caliendo, Stuart Scott, and Campbell Brown.
Yeah, I heard it.
I mean, pretty amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you believe it?
What?
Do you believe it?
Do you believe it?
Do I believe it?
Yeah, it's an amazing story.
Do you believe your son?
It's truly amazing.
Do you believe it?
Do I believe it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of find it a little hard to believe, but...
And yet?
He falls into stuff all the time.
He's a winner! He's a winner.
He's not a winner, but Mom is.
Yeah, Mom is the winner.
Let's welcome your retarded son back to the show.
He's mentally retarded.
Mentally retarded.
Matt, why did you hang up, dude?
Because I didn't think you guys were listening.
Probably the same reason that you were all over the place and, like, missed half of the story.
I know. I messed up, like, three different times.
Oh, my God.
You weren't listening.
That's by my score, yeah.
The good news is that, for whatever reason, your mom thinks it's entirely possible
that you would have stumbled into this situation and gotten yourself into bed with all these celebrities.
That all of this would have happened. So hold on, let's get your mom back.
Break the news to her that it's not true.
Back on the line.
Boy, will she be shocked.
Let me see. I hung up on him. Well, he's useless anyway.
Yeah.
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
I don't know whether you would think this is good news. We sure hope you think it's good news.
Here's good news. On
okay.
many fronts.
Yes.
First, you've won $100.
Correct.
You, Barbara.
And you have won a $75 online account with deep discount CD. And
you've
won a pair of tickets to see Nine Inch Nails in concert.
Okay.
We know how you like them.
Now, here's the news. Hold on. Did I just... Which one's on the phone now? Hello?
I am on the phone again.
Hi, Matt.
Hello.
I'm sorry.
Call her back again?
Yeah.
We're giving a lot of prizes to your mother right now.
They're both on the same bank of phones, and I'm finding it impossible to conference these two lines together.
Yeah.
Matt.
Yes.
You, my friend, we love you. You win, Dick.
Oh, that's amazing.
Because on a technicality, Matt, you really didn't get the lies. You didn't get Campbell Brown there, you know.
We're going to give all the stuff to your mom.
Mom gets all of it. You might be able to talk her out of the Nine Inch Nails tickets.
That's probably about it.
Uh-huh. You got her there again? Okay. Barbara, I'm sorry. I have Fred Flintstone like fingers.
Do I get an extra prize for you?
Very, very, very big fingers.
You have your son.
Yes, I
think. Isn't that a prize?
God already gave you that prize.
Right.
The good news is that you get the $75 online account with Deep Discount CD, the 9-inch nails tickets, $100 in cash, and your son.
He's mentally retarded.
Yeah, besides being retarded, he did not have sex with any of those people.
Yeah, it's Campbell Brown.
The game we're playing, Barbara, is called Can You Get to 10? And we ask people to tell their parents 10 lies in a row. And if they're called out, they lose. If you believe it like you did, they win.
Okay.
Pays to believe.
Super.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
Ain't life great?
How about that?
Happy Easter.
Isn't that something?
Enjoy the concert. Yeah.
Son of a bitch. I'll be damned.
Oh, that's great.
Well, he listens to you all the time, and he used to listen to you when I was driving. When you used to be on early in the morning.
Well, he's listened for his whole life. That's wonderful. Now we know why he's so smart.
We could almost use a translator with Barbara.
We could almost use a translation.
Barbara?
Yes.
That's very flattering. Thank you. How long did you say your son had been listening to our show?
Well, he's 24, so I'd say at least 20 years.
Wow. Oh, wow.
And
I've never killed there with that mom.
What?
What?
And what do you think your son's best quality is, his best personality trait?
Too nice.
Oh, okay. Mom. Jack.
You object?
I object.
See, she can't hear it.
Yeah. No.
Mad, she can't hear it.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Back to reality for everybody. Matt, thank you very much.
Hey, thanks a lot.
And you know what? Hey, what the heck? Matt, how about some tickets for 9-inch nails?
we have a few of them.
We can put them in your hand.
We've only got 1,000. 9-inch nails, June 13th, Nissan Pavilion. Thank you for listening. Hold on there, Mom. Hold on there, Matt.
Thanks a lot.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.
And bye.
Bye.
And Buzz, we opened up the thing, so let's find out. What are the stories tonight on your news and comments show?
Tonight, how the president improved the environment.
That threw you off, huh? I didn't do it on purpose.
I know you didn't. Fred Flintstone fingers.
No, I was just trying to do that thing with the
You're trying to conference with
the phones.
You?
There you go. I'm sorry. Again?
How the president.
That was on purpose.
Don't start that.
Now I'm just funning you.
Hey, Don, what are you doing? Honest to God, turn the mic.
Do you love a good gag? Just like I do.
I really
Buzz?
Do.
Okay, go.
How the president improved the environment with golf courses. Woman gets punched by the Easter Bunny and placenta for the...
Yeah, I just
heard placenta.
And I'm just digging you because that's the best part. Go ahead, again.
Placenta for the people. It's not just for Tom Cruise anymore.
Oh.
You heard about that, right?
Nope.
You will.
That he wants to eat the placenta?
Really?
Yeah, well.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
We're all been on a Triscuit.
Oh.
Don't forget, that's all been very,
I gotta throw up.
Professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.